Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
So Julian Assange is arrested, and Hillary Clinton walks free for far worse crimes. Wake up, America.
I hope President Trump pardons Julian Assange. I think he's an American patriot, showing all that dirty laundry the Democrats have.
Take a look at Julian Assange again. Doesn't he remind you of Rip Van Winkle?
I mean, you'd look like that, too, if you were stuck in the Ecuadorian embassy, hadn't walked out, seen the light of day since, what, 2012? What, 2009? That's like 7 years. Could you imagine, can you just imagine having to stay in the same place, in the same building, and not being able to walk outside ever for 7 years? It's kind of like how I feel with this being at the radio station. When you're here for like 12 hours, you walk in, it's pitch black dark. So, or the casino. I think I've actually done that at some casinos. And you walk outside, you're like, oh, my God. Why is it so light outside? You were there all night? Holy cow. What's up, everybody? This is the Mark K. Show. I'm Mark K. And the big news today, of course, was that Julian Assange earlier this morning, or, well, this afternoon, because it was in Great Britain, was arrested, dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been holed up for 7 years.
Ecuador gave up Julian Assange because President Trump cut funding to the Central America countries because of the illegal migrants.
The illegal migrants. Look, this whole Julian Assange thing is one of the weirdest things ever to happen in the history of the world. The whole and everybody will talk about this in a different way. No matter what you think of Julian Assange, that one guy said he's an American patriot and he hopes Donald Trump pardons him. Well, that's not going to happen because Donald Trump's DOJ had him arrested. And also, he's Australian. He ain't even American. I don't know if Donald Trump can pardon I guess he could if they were charged here in the U.S. But the U.S. has been hunting this guy down for a long time. And they've been trying to do whatever they can to get him extradited to the U.S. because they believe he's a hacker. They believe he's a spy. They believe he leaked sensitive information. A lot of reporters are very excited about this because they don't like the way Julian Assange did business. You also look at the Democrats, who basically, they blame Julian Assange and WikiLeaks for tanking Hillary Clinton's entire candidacy when Donald Trump and everybody else. Remember, we started getting all of the emails that they released. We started getting all that sensitive information. Donald Trump started quoting it. He actually said, hey, if you can go out there and hack and find her 35,000 emails, that'd be super stellar. Julian Assange has been called a hero, a patriot, a criminal, a rapist. The Swedish, now that he's out of the Ecuadorian embassy, the Swedish are now thinking of reopening the investigation into the rape allegations against him. He was, I don't even know how many years ago, he was charged with rape in Sweden. But ever since he's been hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy, Julian Assange has been untouchable. The Swedes were like, well, we can't find him, we can't get to him, so we'll just drop the charges now that he's out. Now that the U.S. and the U.K. authorities did all the hard work, now that we got him out of there, they're thinking, oh, well, maybe we will charge him. They're so lazy, those Swedish people. They're so lazy. They're like, well, we'll wait for someone else to do the work, and then we'll just drag him into court. But it's going to be an interesting case. It's going to be an interesting case to see what happens when he gets back here, when he gets charged, what he knows, what he doesn't know, what he's going to tell people. And it's going to be interesting, and this is what you need to watch with Julian Assange. Who is going to come down on his side and who is going to be against him? Who is going to come down on his side and who will be against him? And you had, I guarantee most of the press, I guarantee most of the media will be touting this guy as a criminal. Anyone who tried to help get Hillary Clinton elected in the last election, they will be touting him as the worst kind of criminal, a hacker, someone who divulged state secrets, somebody who profited off of the lies of others. There, you know, a CIA operative was harmed because of the things that Julian Assange did for money. All of these narratives are going to start popping up. This is what you're going to see. The fact of the matter is nobody really knows the truth. And whether or not he's a friend to the Trump administration, whether or not he's an enemy of all politicians. What, you know what? A lot of people are saying that he has been he's been one of the reasons that the Russians were to blame, that he's basically been working for the Russians since the last election. And that WikiLeaks is one of the real is one of the real links between Donald Trump and Russia and the election. And it all comes back to Russia. That Russia set up Julian Assange and helped him get you know into the Ecuadorian embassy and stay there for so long, and now what? That's the thing. Why now? Is Ecuador like pulling the plug on this guy? Is it because he's overstayed his welcome? Is it because he snores? Is it because he looks like he needs a shower and a shave? Do they need the room? Are they redecorating? Are they going to put in a gym? And they're like, well, we don't have any room for a gym. Get Assange out. Okay, great. Is that what they're thinking? Why now? Is it truly like that guy said, because Donald Trump cut off funding because of the immigration problem? Are all of these things tied in together? I don't know, man, but it's going to be really, I don't think Donald Trump has tweeted yet about Julian Assange, but it is going to be very interesting to watch how this thing plays out. And it's going to be one of the most interesting court cases or battles that we've seen in a really long time. Because this guy, if he lives long enough, this guy is going to talk about secrets. It almost makes me think to myself, nobody's going to want this guy to take the stand because he knows everything about everybody. He knows what was in all these documents that he leaked. He knows what were in the documents that he didn't leak. He knows what operatives are where. He knows who contacted him for information. He knows who tried to buy info from WikiLeaks. He knows who tried to hack them. He knows who the real enemies of the state are. And if you are an enemy of the state, do you want this guy testifying under oath? I mean, the whole thing is fascinating to me. And the way they dragged him out, too. They said that he exited peacefully. He didn't. They had to drag him out kicking and screaming. And he was yelling something about resisting. UK must resist. US must. Anyway, it's really fascinating. We got to take a quick break. We have some more of your phone calls. And we have some of your open mic messages about this. Also, since it's Friday, it's Thursday. I'm a day ahead of myself. Since it's Thursday, we do have a little what the bleep that we're going to play. We have some of those Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger tickets. We haven't given all of those away yet. We gave away three pairs yesterday. We have a couple more that we're going to hook you up with. We have some other interesting news, too. I mean, the Julian Assange thing. And this is another reason why I don't like to prepare for the show. Because what happens is I can prepare for hours. I could spend all last night I was up, I was reading, I was making sure I knew what was going on with William Barr and Donald Trump. I was reading the local news to see if we destroyed the Jacksonville landing yet. You know, has anyone else been shot? Where were the traffic accidents? What was the weather going to be like? I'm studying up. I'm trying to make sure that I know exactly what's happening in the world. I go to bed, I wake up, and I'm all prepared for the show. But then what do? They arrest Julian Assange. That's the problem with news. It's always happening. News is always happening. There's really no way to prepare for it. So I roll on in here and go to the Drudge Report and see what's up. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. Your phone calls, your open mic messages coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
WikiLeaks got their information from inside the DNC, not from Russia. And I'm tired of America getting that messed up. It was not Russia. It was inside Hillary Clinton's own campaign that leaked stuff to Julian Assange. And he released it that way, not by way of Russia. Wake up, America.
Yeah, well, wake up, America. It was Russia. It was not Russia. It was the DNC. It's always the DNC. You know what? It's weird. It's like Russia is code word for the Democrats. It's like Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Russia tried to interfere with the election. No, I'm sorry, it was not Russia. It was the Democrats. Julian Assange got his information from Russia. No, it was actually the DNC. It's like the two words can go hand in hand, or it could just be, you know, they're like you know, they basically have the same meaning. Anyway, so Julian Assange gets pulled out of the embassy, and he gets taken into court, and now what's going to happen is he'll be extradited to the United States. We have a few of the charges. I'm reading through the indictment, and without boring you too much, I'm basically trying to figure out what the big... Here's basically the gist of it. It all goes back to Chelsea Manning, a.k.a. Bradley Manning, an intelligence analyst in the United States Army, who basically what happened was Manning held a top secret security clearance and signed a classified information non-disclosure agreement. That's what they're saying in the indictment, acknowledging that the unauthorized disclosure or retention of or negligent handling of classified information could cause irreparable injury to the United States or be used to the advantage of a foreign nation. And then he went on and basically gave away secrets. Furthermore, Julian Paul Assange was the founder and leader of the WikiLeaks website. The WikiLeaks website publicly solicited submissions of classified, censored, and other restricted information. Assange, who did not possess a security clearance or need to know, was not authorized to receive classified information of the United States of America. Now, between January 2010 and May 2010, Manning downloaded four nearly complete databases from departments and agencies of the United States. These databases contained approximately 90,000 Afghanistan war-related significant activity reports, 400,000 Iraq war-related significant activity reports, 800 Guantanamo Bay detainee assessment briefs, and 250,000 U.S. Department of State cables. Many of these records were classified. WikiLeaks publicly released the vast majority of the classified records on its website in 2010 and 2011. Assange agreed to assist Manning in cracking a password stored on United States Department of Defense computers connected to the Secret Internet Protocol Network, a United States government network used for classified documents and communications. Manning, who had access to the computers in connection with her duties as an intelligence analyst, was also using the computers to download classified records to transmit to WikiLeaks. It goes on and on and on. It's really fascinating, and it's actually a well-told story. But basically what they're doing is they're basically charging him with knowingly accessing a computer without authorization, exceeding authorized access to obtain information classified by the government. I mean, he's going to go away to prison for a long time. If not, he could also face the death penalty in some of these charges, depending on what the courts decide. So that's what he's concerned about, and that's what everyone at WikiLeaks is concerned about, and that's what all of his supporters are concerned about as well, is him actually being sentenced to death for these crimes against America. 855-765-1045. Now, the other question is, again, as to why. Why now? And a lot of people are saying, you know, what happens is when you seek political asylum in an embassy, you don't realize that, you know, the country could change its mind at any time, or there could be a change in power. And when Julian Assange was first given asylum by the Ecuadorian government in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, there was a different president. And then when he lost power, a new president came in and didn't really care for Assange taking up space in their embassy, eating all their food, having Pamela Anderson drop by for booty calls, all these things that he apparently was doing. They didn't like, you know, him using their computers and their Wi-Fi networks to continue to run WikiLeaks, to continue to create trouble for them, to continue these state secrets and basically trafficking in top secret information. They didn't like any of that. And they reportedly told him time and time again, look, dude, we're doing our best here, but you got to stop. And now you've got Donald Trump, you know, buckling down on Ecuador, saying, hey, we're going to cut all ties to you. We're going to cut the money and the funding because we have this immigration problem. The whole thing is tied together, you know, in a little knot. And so now they called up Great Britain. They're like, hey, you know what? We're done. He's overstayed his welcome. You guys come pick him up. And that's exactly what they did. 855-765 1045 is the number, 855-765-1045 is the number. We're going to take another quick break for news, but we got some of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. Also, I do want to talk about William Barr and his testimony. We've got some what the bleep coming up, too. If you're a big fan of Styx and Night Ranger, well, you're going to love it because Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger are coming to the Florida Theater, and we've got your tickets, so stay tuned for that. It's all on the way. 855-765-1045 if you want to get in on the program. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up? 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. And a lot of people, Ann Coulter, by the way, she just tweeted, is there any possibility this would be happening if WikiLeaks had published emails embarrassing to Trump instead of emails embarrassing to the Democrats? It's interesting. You know, this whole thing's interesting. There's nobody, it appears, who is on Julian Assange's side, except for, of course, WikiLeaks and a couple of errant news organizations. But look, it's the Donald Trump Department of Justice who went after him. And it's Ecuador who finally said, look, we're done with him. You can take him. And now it looks like, everyone is barreling down on this guy for what he did. Computer hacking, working with Chelsea Manning, all those kinds of things. He will be extradited, it looks like, to the U.S. And then he's going to face charges. And this is all because of all the documents that Chelsea Manning handed him that he then published on WikiLeaks and a lot more, too. But he did bring down Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people still think that that's the reason this is all happening. Brett in Jacksonville, how are you, Brett?
I'm wonderful, man. I love your show.
Oh,
they
thanks.
Start putting you on at 9. But anyhow, to my point, didn't Obama pardon that dude Manning like before he left office?
Well, it's a she. It's a she now. It was a he, but then it's tricky. It's one of those situations.
Yeah,
but Obama did. Yeah, he pardoned Chelsea Manning, and it was like 7 years, whatever. But she's back in prison because I think it was this year or last year, whatever. She was called up to testify in front of a grand jury, and she refused, saying that she didn't like the grand jury system. So now she's in jail again, and she's sitting there until she testifies. So yeah, you're right. Obama commuted her sentence. She ran for something or other in Maryland, lost. Gets paid bajillions of dollars again to go on speaking engagements because, again, that's what politics is to the Democrats. It's a way to pad your resume so you can then be hired out as a speaker, and retire in the lap of luxury, although now she's in the lap of solitary confinement. So, yes, that is true. That did happen. I don't know that that's going to happen with Julian Assange. Number one, I don't know how it works. Can you pardon somebody? I guess if he's charged in the United States and he's in a United States prison, then Donald Trump could pardon him on his way out the door or whatever. But he may not want. I mean, it all boils down to what's in it for. You have to look at, what's in it for everybody going on here. A lot of folks. And think about this. And somebody left us an open mic message. And I want to let me talk you through this. We'll walk through it together and see if we can't figure out why this is happening right now. But listen to this open mic message.
Julian Assange being arrested right before the Mueller report is about to be released. Interesting.
Okay, now why is that interesting? In fact, the timing of all of this is really interesting because what is it that the Democrats especially hate about Julian Assange? What do they blame Julian Assange for? Well, they blame Julian Assange for Donald Trump. Basically, when it all boils down to it, Julian Assange released all these emails from Hillary Clinton, all of these back and forth between her and her former chief of staff, who was really creepy. Everything, all of these conspiracy theories that were tied into the release of sensitive documents that they claim they hacked from the DNC. A lot of people claim the DNC just gave it to them. Everyone was saying Russia's hacking the DNC. It was WikiLeaks. People were providing them with information. It doesn't matter. They published it. And as a result, Hillary Clinton went down. And a lot of the Democrats are still angry over that. They want vindication. They've wanted Julian Assange arrested for a long time, ever since the 2016 election. They've wanted WikiLeaks shut down, despite the fact that they do. They're publishing stuff every day. It's rare that WikiLeaks doesn't publish stuff on a weekly basis. It's just the stuff that that people don't like, the super sensitive, hypersensitive, the things that cause them to lose elections. That's when you hear about WikiLeaks in the press. That's when you hear about Julian Assange. And since we haven't had an election in 2 years, or at least a presidential one, that's why you're not getting that kind of outrage. But think about this. We are now going into a new election cycle. The DNC is ramping back up. Who's about to enter the fray? Joe Biden. Smiling, sniffing Joe Biden. He's about to declare his candidacy. Well, guess who else worked with Hillary Clinton when she was at the State Department? And guess who else worked with Barack Obama when he was president of the United States? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the last remaining member of the evil empire that ruled the United States of America for 8 years. He's the last remaining member who is still a viable candidate and could find a modicum of power going into the 2020 election. He's the front runner. He hasn't even said, I'm running, and he beats out Bernie Sanders with his well-oiled machine of dollar bill, y'all, donations. That total 26, he's higher than Beto O'Rourke. Even Pete Buttigieg, who everybody loves, is still only third on the list. Kamala Harris, she's fourth on the list. People who have been actively running for months can't touch Joe Biden, which they don't have to. He'll happily touch them. But Joe Biden, who when he enters the race will enter in that prime spot, number one on the Democratic presidential primary list as to who will most likely get the nomination. And he is as dirty, if not dirtier, than Obama and Clinton and everybody else, because he was in the thick of it. He was right there. He ties everything back to that old Clinton regime, the old Obama regime, the swamp, basically. He's the last remaining swamp dweller who could potentially win the White House. And what do they not want to happen to Joe Biden? They do not want what happened to Hillary Clinton to happen to touchy-feely Joe B. They don't want WikiLeaks coming back with any documents of when he was vice president, any documents of his time in the Senate, any documents from Anita Hill, any documents at all that would hurt Joe Biden's chances and bury his candidacy the way WikiLeaks and Julian Assange were pretty much able to help bury Hillary Clinton. This is their last hope. They are trying to rebuild the Death Star, and Joe Biden is their Emperor Palpatine. And if Emperor Palpatine can't rebuild the Death Star this time around, then the rebel forces have won, and it is all over. They're cooked. Throw Darth Vader in the fire and watch the Ewoks dance around the flames, because it is over for the Democratic Party as they know it. And they will have lost. He is the last great hope of the swamp to regain control and take it from Donald Trump. So Julian Assange has got to go to prison. He's got to get out of the Ecuadorian embassy. He's got to be put away. WikiLeaks has to be shut down, because they can't afford anything else to happen this time around. And the Mueller report, a perfect example. The Mueller report is going to come out. And what is the Mueller report going to tell everybody? It's going to tell everybody what Julian Assange told Sean Hannity like 3 years ago, which is the Russians had absolutely nothing to do with this. And so they had to get Julian Assange pulled out of the embassy. They had to get Julian Assange into the United States. They had to get Julian Assange into the system. And really, they need to get him in court before that Mueller report comes out, because redacted or unredacted, the only thing that it's going to do is prove that Julian Assange was right. Russia had nothing to do with this. And if Russia had nothing to do with this, I wonder who did. I'll give you a hint. It's the people who want Joe Biden back in power. 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. That's just my humble opinion. I could totally be wrong about all of it. Odds are I am. 855-765-1045. If you agree or disagree, give me a buzz. Send me an open mic message. Got to take a quick break. This is the Mark Kaye Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
I hope President Trump pardons Julian Assange. I think he's an American patriot, showing all that dirty laundry the Democrats have.
I misspoke earlier today, too. I said, look, he's Australian. He can't be pardoned by the president, which I don't think is true. I guess if he's indicted or if he's convicted here in the U.S., he could be. Also, and he could be a patriot, even, because there's foreign American patriots. He could be an Australian-American patriot. Lafayette was French, and he was a patriot. He's basically one of the big reasons people have called me a patriot, and I'm Canadian, even though I hate to admit it. 855-765-1. But birth certificates don't lie. That's something I learned from Barack Obama. Birth certificates do not lie. I can't pretend that I wasn't born Canadian by birth, American by the grace of God. 855-765-104. Oh, we should put that in the studio somewhere. That'd be a good liner. Jim from Orange Park. Jim, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Mark, I just want to say I did not understand that analogy with the Star Wars, and I want you to go over that completely, 100% again, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that's a lie, but okay, yeah. I try to use Star Wars analogies because I know that like 99% of our audience grew up way in the 70s, so. What did you want to say about Julian Assange?
I just think it's too coincidental that it's this week.
Yeah.
The same week that, you know, everything comes down that essentially President Trump is being exonerated. And they've been alleging all along that Julian Assange was in part, you know, the person that was maybe in cahoots with Trump.
Yeah.
To tap into all of the emails from Hillary Clinton.
So,
now, who's to say that there isn't some kind of, maybe Trump doesn't really have 100% control. It's also the same week that it comes out that some certain people are going to be charged with spying on the president.
Yeah.
Barr actually, you know, came right out and said that yesterday. Who's to say that Trump still doesn't have 100% control? Not that he's the end all to be all for all intelligence in the United States.
Yeah.
But, who's to say that they aren't going to have him come in? This is one last attempt to bring him in and say, hey, look, we're going to charge you with espionage. You're going to jail for life. You can even get capital punishment for that.
Yeah.
But if you were to say that Trump, you know, you were in cahoots with Trump to get these emails, maybe we can work a deal with you.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Finish what you were saying. It's so what?
Well, I was just going to say, and I don't understand I still think there's something to do with the British intelligence agency involved in all of this still, yeah, too, because of the Steele dossier and everything.
There's a couple. Jim, you bring up some really, really great, interesting points. And a couple of them is, number one is, yes, let's see, what have the Democrats been trying to do since Donald Trump was elected? They've been trying to pin him as an evil person who colluded with Russia in a massive election scandal, the likes of which this country had never seen. And they, for 2 years, chased that narrative down. And they hired Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller went in, and he chased it down, and he spent millions. And he interviewed everybody. And they arrested all the collateral damage. All these people like Cohen and everyone, they're now in prison. And Manafort, he's in a wheelchair and in prison, like double whammy. And so now that this Mueller report has come out, and now that AG Barr has said, look, here's the 4-page report. There's no Russian collusion. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. There's no obstruction. There's no proof of anything at all. Everything you said is false. And so the Democrats now, who are still chasing, I mean, they're not over it at all. They still think it's happening. They're still investigating Russian collusion. And now that Mueller's done, and now that the Department of Justice is like, look, we can't do anything, maybe it's their last-ditch effort. They go, who have we not yet put on the stand? Who have we not yet threatened with lifelong imprisonment or death? Who is it who we have not held their feet to the fire and said, tell us the truth or else? And somebody raised their hand and said, Assange? And that may have lit off what we now see happening. The Mueller report is a no-go. There's no proof of Russian collusion. There's only one other person who knows the truth. That's Julian Assange. That's WikiLeaks. Let's bring him down. Let's keep him, from exposing any more secrets about Joe Biden or any of the other people we decide to be the next president of the United States. And, hey, maybe he can give us the Russian collusion, although we already know, because he told Sean Hannity 3 years ago, there was no Russian collusion. The Russians had nothing to do with hacking the DNC. The Russians had nothing to do with providing the information to WikiLeaks, and they had nothing to do with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks providing it to the world. The Democrats lost because they put up a horrible candidate that nobody wanted to be president. Yet Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and everyone else failed to believe that. They just can't believe that Donald Trump, who has a 53% approval rating, did not win this election legitimately. The man has a 53% approval rating. That's 7 points higher than Barack Obama at this time in his presidency. And they still believe this is not the choice that America wanted in the White House. And so they still, that's a great point. That's a great point. What do we do? Let's chase him down. Let's threaten him with something. Let's get him to flip. Here's the problem with Julian Assange. The man has spent the last 7 years living in one room in an embassy in a country that he wasn't born in. The man has put himself in a self-imposed solitary confinement so that he would not go to jail. You think that this guy is going to be easily threatened? This guy said, screw it. I won't see sunlight for 7 years. I know I'm right, and I know you're wrong. And while he was there in this self-imposed prison with all of these the limitations on his use of computers and Wi-Fi, he still continued to run this website. He is not going to go down without a fight, and he is not going to flip on the truth. That's for gosh darn sure. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
We do have a ton of people online who want to talk about Julian Assange. We have some more open mic messages coming, too, though. First, I wanted to, we played this Billy Ray Cyrus song that he remixed with Lil Nas X that was burning up the country charts on Billboard before they pulled it off. And then everyone screamed, what? Come on. You know, you can have rap songs that are country songs. And then Billy Ray Cyrus saw an opportunity to become relevant again, so he jumped in the fray. Anyway, a lot of people did not like the song.
You know what you get when you mix country music with rap music? Crap music.
Yeah.
It is not country.
Stupidest song ever.
Right. A lot of people don't like it when you mix genres, but I've always been a big fan of that, as you guys know if you've been listening to the show for a while. But I don't mix country music with rap music. I like to mix the news with rap music. And I feel like this is something that could really take off. And so every week we'll try to probably, you know, just kind of update you on the headlines this way. See if you like it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again with more Washington, D.C. shenanigans. The House of Reps is still trying to find collusion. Their blood is so hot, they're going to need a transfusion. Every single one of the House Democrats will most definitely suffer massive heart attacks if they don't see a Mueller report that's unredacted, as well as 10 years of Donald Trump's taxes. And my old buddy Herman Cain is up for the Fed, which makes a lot of folks' faces turn bright red. They don't want another outsider getting lucky. They don't want them on the Fed board yelling, shucky ducky. Donald Trump, he's hanging down at the border, trying to build a wall to restore law and order. There's a crisis down south. That ain't no bull. Trump said, we can't take more illegals. We're full. Then both parties got real nervous when he axed the head of Homeland Security and the Secret Service. He's cleaning house. He's draining the swamp. It's total chaos. It's totally Trump. You don't do your job, you're gonna get fired. That's made crystal clear on the day you are hired. This ain't McDonald's, this ain't Chick-fil-A. We ain't making fries, we're making America great. 2020's ramping up and it's gonna be a party, cause there's a new Democrat running every day. And each of them is still solidly in second place, behind creepy Joe who sticks his nose in your face. This crop of weirdos on the left must be heaven sent. There literally ain't one of them who's half decent. Plus Trump's approval rating is 53%. I'm pretty sure he'll continue to be the president. But the highlight of the week by far is when the Democrats asked the AG William Barr, do you think the FBI spied? If you had to take a guess, he looked him in the eye and said, duh, yes. And I'll investigate to see exactly who's behind this whole Russian collusion ruse. Because in my DOJ, we don't stand for this crap. My name's Mark Kay, and that's a wrap. I think we can reach a whole new audience with that, don't you? Like, bring the news to the people who don't care about it, and bring rap news and music to the people who hate it. Just kind of, I don't know. I don't call it like, it's like rapping collusion is what it is. Anyway, 855-765-1045 is our number if you're trying to get through. 855-765-1045. This is Tom in Mandarin. Tom, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I can't believe I'm the only person that came up with this.
Okay.
Remember O and Joe? How about Joe and O? Why not make Obama vice president while Biden goes for president?
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit. You're saying that they should choose Barack Obama to
vice president.
To be vice president under Joe? But can they even do that? Because
I don't think it's illegal. I think you can't run for president more than twice.
Okay, true. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's say they choose Barack Obama as vice president under Joe Biden. Let's say, for whatever reason, Joe Biden wins and then dies. Does Barack Obama then become president?
Yes.
Oh, that's a horrible thought. That's a
well, but, I don't know. I can't believe I'm the only person that ever thought about that.
No, I mean, I know Michelle Obama had some political aspirations. I could see them putting her on the ticket. But you're right. Barack Obama is just egomaniacal enough that maybe that's something they would think about doing. Henry in Jacksonville. How are you, Henry?
Oh, it's great. I just heard that last phone call. That's a nightmare.
I know. Now
a nightmare.
Exactly right. Getting Barack Obama back in the White House any way they can.
Well, he made me flip from a Democrat to a Republican. I'm a first-time Republican because of Obama last 8 years.
All right. So something good came out of his presidency.
It did.
You know.
And then I became a congressional delegate and went to the convention in Cleveland. And but the thing about Hillary just really, and that was another reason that I switched parties. It's just that it seemed like they were all above the law. But I don't think Julia Assange, I don't think he had anything to do with her losing the presidency race. I just think that Hillary was a terrible candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody believed her. Her server in the basement. Smashing the blackberries, the uranium deal, 20% of our uranium sold to Russia. But the main thing was I was sitting in that convention the first day, first time in a convention, saying, I'm not going to sit here for 5 days. So I made a sign, and I was the only sign that brought in on the floor, and I had it covered up. And then when they were talking about how crooked, I stood up on the back of my chair, 10 rows back behind the New York delegates, and I stood up on the back of my chair and held up that sign, lock her up.
Yeah.
And it went crazy. Next thing I know, I'm on the front stage, leading the chant. Next thing I know, I'm behind the curtain shaking Trump Jr.'s hand and some enthusiasm. I meet Trump. Diamond Silk came down, sat with me.
Look at that. You were a superstar automatically.
The thing about it, though, I didn't want all the publicity, but I just want to let folks know that I personally felt that she's a crook and that she's above the law. And she's just running for power, money, and greed.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, Henry. Hey, thanks so much for your call. And that's something else that people, that the Democrats often think that somebody has to be to blame for Hillary's loss or their loss, really. In 2016, they think, okay, Hillary Clinton was the perfect candidate. She was a woman. She was a Democrat. She was a senator. She was Secretary of State. She was the perfect person to be the first female president of the United States. And she was going to change the world for everybody, especially the Democratic Party. And she lost. And they just couldn't believe that people didn't want her to be president. They couldn't believe it. It was unfathomable. So first, of course, it was Donald Trump cheated. Then it was the Russians. And now it's Julian Assange. They're going to attack him because, yes, they're going to say it's because he helped Chelsea Manning, get all those sensitive top secret documents. It's because of computer hacking. They're going to say all that, but really they're angry. Not just that's the one crime they're going to get him on, but the one that they're really angry about is all the Hillary Clinton information that they believe and that a lot of people believe led to her downfall. David in Mandarin, how you doing, David?
Doing great, Mark. Really enjoy the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I wanted to mention two things here. First of all, I love your rap there. Hopefully you record that and post it on YouTube or make it available for us to share with our friends.
Oh, great idea. Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be even more famous. second comment was about the country music and rap and crap and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to mention, I'm a superannuated guy. I'm in my 60s, and I recall from back in the day when there used to be just two kinds of music. Both country and Western.
Yeah.
So what we've had in the last 40 years or so as country music really is a far reach from what it used to be. And so I say, hey, if they want to add rap to it, Let the market decide.
I'm going to be honest. David, you bring up a good point. I'm going to be honest, and I have this conversation with people a lot, especially recently with Billy Ray Cyrus and the rap and country and, you know, Florida Georgia Line did a song with Nelly a couple years back. Does nobody remember the Charlie Daniels Band? I mean, if this wasn't rap music, well, what? This was one of the best rap songs ever, and it was a country smash. And still today is a legendary song. And Charlie Daniels is like, this is not rap music, isn't it?
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal.
He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was looking to make a deal.
But he came across this young man sewing on the fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what.
That to me, it has all the makings of a rap song. That's all I'm saying. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're on the up your pole and play a fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Show. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, great news. Great news. If you're following along on Twitch, we just hit 100 followers on Twitch. That is, you know, what do you think? I mean, I know what you're thinking. 100, that's nothing. That's like, you know, that's child's play. But think about this. We are not young people playing video games. We are old dudes talking about politics. So I feel like finding 100 people on Twitch who want to stream us doing that, awesome. And of course, we always have a ton of people. We're at like, well, we got a bunch on Facebook, and we appreciate everybody who streams us online, whether it's Periscope, Facebook, Twitch. If you listen to us on the News 104.5 mobile app, that's awesome. We don't care how you listen or watch, as long as you listen and or watch and interact with the show too. Don't forget, we got a toll free number, 855-765-1045. And on the way, some What the Bleep. First, it's Ignacio from Jacksonville. Ignacio, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing great, Ignacio. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, you know, I'm a listener, actually, and knowing the way the Democrats act, now that the Mueller investigation didn't result or didn't give the result they were expecting, do you think that they might be already digging some dirt on, or trying to dig some dirt on William Barr? Just coming from going to the next step?
Oh, yeah. Are they trying to dig up some dirt on William Barr? That's an interesting question. I hadn't even thought about that. That is an interesting question.
It's been happening. I mean, maybe not him, but maybe somebody related with him and Donald Trump, like family, or like they've been doing with mostly with everybody.
Yeah, no, I don't know that there is any. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know that there is dirt on William Barr, and I would expect that the Donald Trump organization, before they nominated him for AG, I mean, he's already been attorney general. Like, there's nothing. He's not a new guy. He's not someone like, you know, like who Donald Trump brought in from New York, like Michael Cohen, who's, you know, filthy dirty. He's a guy that's been around Washington, D.C. and has worked in the Post before. So it's not unlikely that he would already be clean. That he would be the perfect guy for the job. Everybody, I mean, Mueller loves him. Mueller says, I trust you. You're a trustworthy guy. I have no problem with your judgment. So I don't think that there is any dirt on. I mean, now, not to say that they can't just make stuff up. They can maybe start making stuff up, but that doesn't matter because his job is just to find out the truth. And you know, he's not actually doing anything. I don't know. I don't think there is anything, but that's a good. I wouldn't be shocked if they have private investigators tailing him right now. Robert from Atlantic Beach. How you doing, Robert?
Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I wanted to make a statement. Yeah, I listen to you, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and I'm conservative. I'm 63. I'm retired Navy. I have a small business. And something, you know, I just want to make this comment, then I get off. I haven't heard, as an opinion or as a statement, well, aren't all these things that the Democrats are going after ways of people getting evidence on the opposition? But it's bringing out truth. If it's bringing out truth, not if it's contrived, of course. And we've been through that on the news. But I mean, a whole, you know, and the whole aspect of people getting evidence on other people, whether to destroy their candidacy or whatever, it's bringing out truth. It's the same thing that the FBI, CIA, a lawyer, a police investigator does, you know, tries to seek evidence to damage the opposition, right?
Right, right.
But it seems like the Democrats are just going after the people who are going after the evidence. And not the evidence, and not dealing with the evidence and the people that it exposes.
Right. They're going after Julian Assange and throwing him in prison because he exposed Hillary Clinton instead of going after Hillary Clinton. Well, and that's a great point. And the fact of the matter is that the reason they're doing that is because they're protecting. This is all protective measures. The reason they want Donald Trump out of office is because, number one, they hate the guy and they wanted to win the election. You know, that's reason number one. Reason number two is him being in office puts him in a position to investigate them, to put an AG like William Barr, who we just spoke about, in a position to investigate them. Getting Donald Trump out of the White House doesn't just make them happy because they wanted the White House. It also makes them happy because that's one less person that has the power to blow the lid off of their whole crooked operation. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. If you have a phone call and something you want to say, get an open mic message in. We'll do it right after the news on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love you, show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. I've been catching up on Twitter. I didn't realize people have been talking about me on Twitter. Steve Jobs, maybe not the real Steve Jobs, because, you know, R.I.P., but wrote, Mark K. Show, defending Trump's lies as usual. What does Trump have to lose by being honest and releasing his tax returns, as every modern president has done? Why is not releasing your tax returns dishonest? I don't understand that at all. I don't release my tax returns. Does that make me a liar? It's not like Donald Trump said he would release his tax returns. He said, I'm not going to do it. You will. In fact, it was his chief of staff, Mulvaney, who said he will never release his tax returns. He never will. So if he did, that would actually make him a liar. Am I wrong? I don't know. 855-765-1045. Kenny from Jasper. How you doing, Kenny?
Hey, man, I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for calling the Marquesha Show. What do you want to say?
Man, I just wanted to tell you I love your song. That was awesome. Appreciate the good work you're doing. And the black guy that did the rock, country, and rap song called I Played Chicken with the Train. You're right up there with him.
Oh, all right. Hey, thanks so much. Wow, that's high praise. That's the black guy who did the rap country song Playing Chicken with the Train. Wow. No one has ever told me that before. I appreciate that. John in Orange Park. How you doing, John?
Good.
Oh, good. What'd you want to say, sir?
I just wondered how many people caught it yesterday when they were asking the AG questions that if he left it open for Congress to decide on collusion.
Somebody asked him, yeah, should you leave it up to Congress to decide? And he said, well, really, it's stipulated by, you know, everyone that it's my job to decide based on the report of the Mueller. Here's the thing that people don't like. And it's so funny to see the press freak out about this kind of thing, because do you remember, think back to, I don't know, what was it? 2 years ago when Bob Mueller was chosen as the special investigator, the special prosecutor, and a lot of Republicans cried foul, and they said, this guy is a Democrat. This guy is a Democrat apologist. He's stuffing his staff with Democratic attorneys who worked for Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Obama. There's no fairness in choosing Bob Mueller. We don't care if he was the former head of the CIA. We don't care if he was this or that. He's a Democrat. He is a flunky for the Democratic Party. And you know what everybody said? All the Democrats came out. They said, there is not a finer man alive than Bob Mueller. There is not a more honest man in Washington than Bob Mueller. If anyone can put partisanship aside and look at just the details and dig in and really get the facts of the matter, if there's one person that both Democrats and Republicans can trust to be bipartisan and really look at this with an unbiased eye, It is Bob Mueller. And they were dragging people from Congress who've been there. They had Mitch McConnell. They had, I think, John McCain at the time because he was still alive. They had everybody they could find. Every old dude in Congress, and there's a lot of them, was claiming. All the Republicans were saying, well, you know, Bob Mueller, I mean, I've never known the guy to lie. I've never known the guy to be biased. He should be fair. They even had, you know, Donald Trump and the other age. Everyone was saying it. Jeff Sessions was saying Bob Mueller's a fine dude. So now that Bob Mueller has come out with a report and AG William Barr is saying there was no collusion, there's no obstruction, and now we're going to investigate to see how this whole thing started, and we know that there was spying, and we're going to see if the spying was actually warranted or if it was illegal. Now, all of a sudden, people are on the Democratic side are saying the same thing about William Barr. Oh, William Barr is biased. William Barr is a shill for the Trump agency. William Barr is in Trump's corner. He's an apologist for Donald Trump's lies and Russian collusion. All he's doing is taking the report that Bob Mueller, who is the most trusted man in Washington, or was until he published his report, all he's doing is taking that information and doing what every AG should do, and that is following the scent and making sure that everything is on the up and up. David in Fernandina Beach. How you doing, David? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. What do you want to say, sir?
I just want to tell you how awesome your rap song was.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I was wondering if it's possible. It's very clever. I was wondering if it's possible to get a copy of that.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do, I'm glad you liked it, too, because I'm always looking for new and exciting ways to deliver the news. We've got the three big things, you know, we've got that kind of stuff. We've got some What the Bleep coming up here in a minute. But, yeah, you know what I'll do is we'll put that on our Facebook page. We'll put that out on Twitter for you. So just if you follow me on one of those places. And, of course, we do have a Mark Kay Show podcast. So you can hear it there again if you go to WOKV.com.
All right.
David, and for those of you that missed, look, we got a couple minutes here before What the Bleep. So if you missed it, a lot of people don't like it when you mix genres. But I've always been a big fan of that, as you guys know, if you've been listening to the show for a while. But I don't mix country music with rap music. I like to mix the news with rap music. And I feel like this is something that could really take off. And so every week we'll try to probably, you know, just kind of update you on the headlines this way. See if you like it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again with more Washington, D.C. shenanigans. The House of Reps is still trying to find collusion. Their blood is so hot, they're going to need a transfusion. Every single one of the House Democrats will most definitely suffer massive heart attacks if they don't see a Mueller report that's unredacted, as well as 10 years of Donald Trump's taxes. And my old buddy Herman Cain is up for the Fed, which makes a lot of folks' faces turn bright red. They don't want another outsider getting lucky. They don't want them on the Fed board yelling, shucky ducky. Donald Trump, he's hanging down at the border, trying to build a wall to restore law and order. There's a crisis down south. That ain't no bull. Trump said, we can't take more illegals. We're full. Then both parties got real nervous when he axed the head of Homeland Security and the Secret Service. He's cleaning the house. He's draining the swamp. It's total chaos. It's totally Trump. You don't do your job, you're gonna get fired. That's made crystal clear on the day you are hired. This ain't McDonald's, this ain't Chick-fil-A. We ain't making fries, we're making America great. 2020's ramping up and it's gonna be a party, cause there's a new Democrat running every day. And each of them is still solidly in second place, behind creepy Joe who sticks his nose in your face. This crop of weirdos on the left must be heaven sent. There literally ain't one of them who's half decent. Plus Trump's approval rating is 53%. I'm pretty sure he'll continue to be the president. But the highlight of the week by far is when the Democrats asked the AG William Barr, do you think the FBI spied? If you had to take a guess, he looked him in the eye and said, duh, yes. And I'll investigate to see exactly who's behind this whole Russian collusion ruse. Because in my DOJ, we don't stand for this crap. My name's Mark Kay, and that's a wrap. I think we can reach a whole new audience with that, don't you? Like, bring the news to the people who don't care about it, and bring rap news and music to the people who hate it. Just kind of, I don't know. I don't call it like, it's like rapping collusion is what it is. Well, that's a great name. We need to start cutting some sweepers and some liners and things like that so we can do that every week. 855-765-1045. All right, well, listen, we got to get out of here. But before we do, What the Bleep? We've got tickets to see, what is it? It's Dennis D. Young and Night Ranger. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. They're going to be coming to the Florida Theater. We've got a pair of tickets going out to whoever wins What the Bleep. Call now, 855-765-1045. We'll play next on News 104.5 WOKV. It's the Mark Kay Show, and we're running behind schedule, so let's get right to it. We got Brian on the line from Callahan. Brian, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. You're going to be playing against Melanie today for What the Bleep. Hi, Melanie. How's it going?
Hi, it's going well. Thanks.
Oh, good. Listen, are you guys both big Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger fans?
Brian sort of is.
Okay, good. Brian's okay, perfect. Well, that's all right. It doesn't matter. Free tickets either way. It's a good thing. And you guys are familiar with how to play What the Bleep. We're going to play a segment. There's going to be one word bleeped out. You'll have to tell me what that bleeped word is. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, well, you get nothing. Whoever has the most points wins. You guys got it?
Got it.
Perfect. Brian, we're going to start with you. Listen carefully, Brian. Here's your first clip, and tell us what the bleep. This is a reporter discussing Donald Trump's trip last spring with President Macron to Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington. Hold on, let me make sure that it actually plays. Here we go.
Once on the grounds of Washington's home, Trump apparently told the people around him, quote, if he was smart, he would have put his on it.
What the bleep, Brian?
Name.
His name. Let's take a look.
Once on the grounds of Washington's home, Trump apparently told the people around him, quote, if he was smart, he would have put his name on it.
There you go. Bravo. That's right. Yeah, they're having a lot of fun on CNN with this really old story that I guess is they're looking for bad Trump news now that the Mueller report failed. So good job. Here we go, Melanie. Are you ready for your first one?
Yes, I am.
Listen carefully. This is A.G. William Barr testifying in front of Congress yesterday. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
I guess you could. I think did occur. Yes, I think did occur.
What the bleep, Melanie?
Spying.
Spying. Let's see.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's a spying did occur.
Yeah.
Yes, I think spying did occur.
Spying did occur. Oh, that was the shot heard around the world. Good job. 1-1. Brian, we're back to you. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. This is Candace Owens also testifying in front of Congress yesterday.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as.
I didn't refer to him as, but that's not what I said. That's not what I said at all.
What the bleep, Brian?
First of all, she kicked his butt. The word is stupid.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's not what I said at all. Listen up.
You didn't listen to what I said.
Yeah, listen to me when I listen to me when I talk to you. Good job. Brian, 2 points. Melanie, you ready to tie it up?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen carefully. This is AOC talking at, talking at Al Sharpton's event for Martin Luther King's legacy. Here we go. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
The f*** been long, y'all.
That was a quick one. Let me play it for you again.
The f***'s been long, y'all.
What the bleep, Melanie?
I didn't understand a word she just said. I know.
Well, it's because she's speaking in a fake Southern accent because she's talking to black voters. Listen one more time.
The f***'s been long, y'all.
Any idea?
Something's been long, y'all.
Something? Wait, what's the something?
I don't know.
No? All right, here, let's take a listen.
The fight's been long, y'all.
The fight's been long, y'all. Yeah, she started channeling her Hillary Clinton. The fight's been long, y'all. All right. Back, you still have one more shot, Melanie. Don't go anywhere. Brian, you ready for your next
Thank
one?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, this is from the newly released Lion King live-action trailer. Listen carefully to Uncle Scar.
While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark, f***ing for scraps.
What? What the bleep there, Brian?
I have the foggiest idea.
Take a crack at it.
Eat.
All right, let's see.
While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps.
That means it's 2-1. Melanie, you can tie it up. And if you get this one right, we will be forced to give you a pair of tickets to Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen carefully.
Come on, Melanie.
This is Mitch McConnell on Fox News the other day talking about single-payer health insurance and Bernie Sanders' new plan for Medicare for All. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely.
What the bleep?
Wow. Okay. I want to say screwed, but I don't think that's the word to use.
I need an answer.
All right, if I'm allowed to say it, screwed.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, you said it twice now, so I guess it's no problem. Listen carefully. Let's see what happens.
Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained.
Completely drained, which is basically the same thing. Congratulations, Brian. You are going to see Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger. We're going to hook you up with those tickets. Great job. Great job to both of you. You both should be very, very proud of yourselves. And we will have one more pair of tickets, I think, tomorrow. Maybe we'll do some fake news Friday. I'm Mark Kay. This has been tons of fun. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. And thanks to all of our people on Twitch, 100 Twitch followers today. We'll be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of The Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned for the news and Rush Limbaugh. It's coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.